Here is the latest from Oil City News on K2 Radio.
I'm Colby Fedor, and in this podcast episode, I talk to three security guards, Larry, Dennis, and Jaden, who work for Secure Guns here in Casper. And we talk about everything that's in their purview when they're working an event, big or small. First, I ask Dennis how he got to Casper.
You, sir, are from Texas.
Originally, yeah.
Okay, and you've been here for over 30 years.
Yes.
And why Wyoming?
My first wife was from Wyoming, and then we went back to Texas, then we ended up moving back here.
Huh. And you stayed, though. You like Wyoming.
Yes. Everything except for the cold.
And Larry, how'd you get to Casper?
I was born and raised here.
Really? Okay. When were your folks from Casper, or?
No, they were actually, both parents were from Kansas, one in Atchison, one in Wichita, so they moved here when they were really young.
Hmm.
And,
What business were they in?
It was their parents, actually. My grandparents, on my mom's side, her dad was in the automotive industry. And then on my dad's side, he was piping and industrial. So.
Okay. And it was Jaden?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you from Casper?
Pretty much, yeah. I moved here when I was 2 years old, so I don't really remember anything besides Casper. I was originally born in Thermopolis, and then my dad was in the oil field selling pipe, and then he got a better job, so we moved up here.
Big city.
Yeah.
I broke my leg in Thermopolis at that Star Plunge place, the hot springs. Yeah. How'd you start working for Larry?
I actually was started dating his daughter.
I'm glad I asked.
Yeah. And
it's a way for us to keep tabs on him.
I like it. I knew this was kind of a family enterprise. Okay.
Yeah. So they needed help on a job. I believe it was Ian Munsick 2 or 3 years ago at Davis Street Station. And I really liked it. Stuck with it and been helping out whenever I can.
So I have to ask, how did this security operation begin?
Well, we... both of us, Dennis and I, we used to, well, I still work for the Wyoming Port Center. Dennis used to work for, at the time, the Casper Event Center, but we were both doing security up there. But we would get called out individually, outside businesses to, you know, if we could provide security. And he would call me if he needed some help with something, I would call him. And so we were like, hey, let's just throw something together and just kind of develop from there.
Yeah. Circa, what year is this?
2009 is whenever we established the company.
At that time, was there a great need for it? Is it mandatory? What's kind of the regulations on security?
It was, we were like one of the first companies like outside of, or at least independently that was doing it, I guess doing it legally and established. But there was a lot of people that would call for security, but they just didn't know who or what or where. And so it... just helped that we were through this together and put contacts in on there and got us from there.
When I think of security, it's like there's like hecklers or some weird drunk guy being a nuisance. What are you always on alert for?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. How do we even start that conversation?
It's everything from the safety of the customers or the patrons of the concerts or parties or whatever it is we're doing security for. We're always keeping in mind the people that hire us, keeping everything safe for them and then their property.
Mm.
So it's kind of an all-around thing.
So I imagine things like, I would just think backpacks, anything concealed, that's got to be kind of a red flag for you. What other things are you looking for?
We look for the backpacks, large bags, a lot of baggy clothes and stuff like that. Anything where stuff can be concealed. It depends a lot on what type of event it is, as to how much we have to watch out for that stuff.
Okay, and I imagine alcohol that changes things.
We watch a lot of body posturing and movement and stuff like that.
Hmm. And trying to assess out people's intentions. And for the most part, would you say, Casper, most of our events pretty secure, right?
Yeah, most everything is generally PG, but you've got crazies at every event, and some events that you don't even think that you would need security at sometimes are, we have the biggest issues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even things like birthday parties, wedding receptions.
I was just going to say.
Called for a lot of those things, and it's just amazing what some people will do and the disrespect that comes in a lot of those places, but that's generally where we come in, and hopefully we're able to address and jump on everything before anybody else even knows what's going on. So,
is it mostly verbal or is there physical confrontations?
It could be both, but a lot of the times we try to get ahead of the game before it gets to that physical stuff, and I would guess probably 85-90% of the time it never gets to that point. We're generally, with our staffing, everybody's pretty observant and we're on it. I mean, when Dennis talked about like the body posture and things like that, you can see when somebody's getting disturbed or roostering up, and so we try to befriend everything.
Is it mostly men?
No.
Really?
Some of the worst ones are ladies.
Oh, wow. At Bear Trap, one of your staff members told me, he's like, sometimes it's people like you, Colby.
Yeah, like,
yeah, I believe that. Mm. What's your, Jaden, de-escalation? What kind of things do you do?
You really just want to make them feel heard, because most of the time they're just operating off of pure emotion. Most of the time it's anger, or they're just kind of confused on why someone has treated them a certain way. I can think back to my last incident was at the Ian Munson concert, the event center.
I was there.
Yeah, good concert. We had an altercation where each side believed the other was in the wrong, which is fairly common. And I just tried to use, hey, we hear you. We just need to get you to move so then they're not taken away from the concert itself. Then luckily Ian stepped in and helped us get a hallway to get them on out of there because they were making a scene.
Yeah, that's interesting. There was also an altercation at the Snoop Dogg concert. But things like that happen. I would say alcohol, too, is a perpetuator of just people doing foolish things.
Oh, absolutely.
And so I'm sure that's on your radar, like, oh, boy, this one's going to be a real, and there's going to be incidents. You guys stepped in at Bear Trap. This, I don't know if it's in your job description. The wind took off in the middle of the night, I want to say, and tents started flying. And we have to applaud you for that. Your team stepped in, helped all the vendors grab their tents, grab their stuff. That was really cool. What other things?
Long night.
Yeah. What other things happen that maybe you don't anticipate that where you've been like, this isn't really my job, but somebody has to do it?
We deal a lot with a lot of medical instances. I mean, generally, they have us there for, like, crowd management, asset protection, things like that. But a lot of the times, we have to step in and assist with medical, which it can get kind of scary on that stuff, too.
Like heart attacks, seizures?
Haven't had to deal, fortunately, thank God, we haven't had to deal with heart attacks. But seizures.
Dehydration.
Yeah. Mm.
Heat stress.
Yeah, I think there we had two people at Bear Trap with the heat. Did you guys have to help with that?
Yes.
And do you have training for it, or is it kind of just a common sense, like you just have nobody else is stepping up, so you have to do it?
Well, a lot like with Bear Trap, we've got, generally we'll have medical staff on site, but a lot of the times because we're in the middle of everything, we'll see it before they will. So, of course, we have to reach out to try to get medical there as soon as possible, but we have to react to, you know, try to get a handle on the situation in the meantime. We have some staff that are trained in that, but we definitely want to do more of that, and that's just more for personal reasons, just because I want to know that just in case something does happen, even if it's not at an event, if it's I happen to be somewhere or even with my own family or something, I want to have that knowledge to be able to assist them.
Did you want to say something, Dennis?
I work in the oil field, so I do have like CPR first aid training, but that helps with assessing and if we can give the medical staff coming in a little bit of information as to what's going on when they get there, then it helps them along so they can assess what they need to do a little quicker and then a lot of what we do, once they're there, we just take care of keeping the crowd away and giving them space to do their thing.
Mm. What about protection for you guys? Like, do you ever feel insecure, your security, but, you know, worried about your bodies, your safety, your health?
Oh, absolutely. It's that which in that point, strength comes in numbers. It's, you know, we talked about it being like a family-oriented business, and it's in that case, it's, I get extremely protective, as these two do as well, if something is going on or somebody's looking at somebody wrong or approaches or even jumps on somebody, it's, you know, that's my family. So I'm, you know, we've got to keep a right frame of mind, but.
And now we get to, like, are you allowed to carry weapons?
We could, but it goes into a whole different string of, like, insurance and things like that. So at that point in time, our weapons are, you know, friending everybody. Our voices, talk everybody down, talk to them, befriend them, just be there for them and be there for each other. So,
And some of your staff is, like, smaller females, right? So in those situations, I've talked to some of those security guards, and they always feel, they seem to be the toughest of you.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
They are fierce.
And honestly, like, when we're at an event, if it's somebody that, like, if the females on our team, if somebody disrespects them or treats them wrong or tries to talk down to them, a lot of times I'm like, oh, you're in trouble. And it's not because of me. It's like, ooh, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's they're actually, our females are more intimidating than our guys.
I think so. I would agree. Because I asked them about that, but they said they feel, you know, very powerful and secure. They didn't say powerful, but I don't have a quote.
Powerful.
Yes, they didn't. Yeah.
A funny story.
Oh, yeah.
My wife likes to say she has a superpower. That's that mic she keeps right here. If anybody gives her any trouble, it's Dennis, Larry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to ask, because some of them, I don't know. I feel like they might be, as a woman, someone might want to screw with them more than somebody else because they're more vulnerable. But I have to be careful. But I think our listeners understand what I'm saying. It's like, that would be a hard job. And I love that you guys have their back.
Yeah. Yeah, and it does. Some people will, just because it is a female, they'll be like, well, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Or they, you know, they'll say, these are the rules, or you can't go here, or you can't do this. And because it's a female, they'll say, oh, I need to speak to your boss. Or,
oof,
what are you going to do about it? Or, so Dennis mentioned about being able to just call on the radio. But a lot of the times they'll say, okay, I'm going to talk to your boss. And so they'll say, okay. So they'll call whoever's supervising over there. And they'll say, well, she wouldn't, or, you know, what's going on? Or she wouldn't let me do this, or why can't I do this? And we'll just ask, well, what did she say? And she said, I can't go here. I said, well, then you can't. She's the boss. So if she said you can't do something, you can't do it. And if you're going to disrespect her, I'm going to make you leave. So.
Oh, I love that. Larry and Dennis, you're my favorite people now. We'll see about Jaden. No, just
Oh, Jaden better be like that. You think my daughter?
So. Oh, I didn't want to follow up and see how that was going. What legally, I'm so curious about legally, if there is a physical altercation, what can you and can't you do as far as subduing someone?
Well, we can detain them. We have a lot of people that get, well, you know, we say we're security, we're crowd management, we're not bouncers. Mm-hmm. So we can't just take off on somebody and just beat them or beat them down. I mean, strength comes in numbers, but a lot of times if we have to, we will grab them, we'll put them down, and then we'll hold them until we can get PD there, or until we get them calmed down enough to where we can try to talk some reason into them. And a lot of times we don't want it to get to that point. We want them to be able to enjoy the show, the concert, the whatever it is that's going on. And quite frankly, I don't want to go through that extra work. So I would much rather get them calmed down, allow them to just, hey, let's just call it a night, and that way you can come back tomorrow. We can sort everything out, and that way you're not kicked out, and no harm, no foul. So, and a lot of times, when especially when it's alcohol induced, even if they don't come to their senses at that time, they when we see them the next time, there's a lot of embarrassment, and they're like, "I'm so sorry, and thank you for not just throwing me out or beating me up or getting me arrested or something like that." So.
Mm. And so you guys probably see a lot of personal crises, just people at their worst kind of just having a bad night. Jaden, I'm curious, what's been one of the most meaningful experiences you've had in this job?
Mainly being able to help people. So I know at like the event center, people want to take their kids to the show, which is perfect. Sometimes they can get stomped on or something, maybe on the floor, or people aren't looking for them. Maybe there is alcohol. People aren't really looking out for a four-year-old who wants to see Ian Munsick or something like that. Or maybe they have forgotten earphones or something like that. So being able to maybe just guide a family so they can have good vision for the show, or running and getting some earplugs for the kids or the family. Just being able to be helpful, and just doing everything with a smiling face, and maybe even meeting new people and new friends or acquaintances through doing security.
All right. You can be up there in my favorites. I appreciate that. I'm sure a lot of people do. And that it shows that you guys have such a tremendous role in the experience. The Ford Center, those are big events. Do you guys do a lot of smaller events, or is it hundreds, thousands of people kind of thing?
We do everything from people where we've just seen maybe 10, 15 people there up to thousands.
10 to 15?
10, 15 people, and yeah.
What kind of events are smaller?
Maybe just like parties or maybe just some kind of little rally in a park or something.
How big is your team?
Well, we've had, because everybody works at part-time, but like with Jane, well, all of us actually, because everybody's got full-time jobs, so we just do that as kind of like a fun. But mm-hmm. we've had cases where there's been, we've called on what, 20, 30 of us.
During the solar eclipse, at one point, we had 35 people working at one time.
Whoa.
But on average, there's generally right around 20 of us.
When you're looking for a hire or to hire someone, what qualities are you most after?
Common sense.
Okay.
Just being able to talk to people. It's because that's our biggest and strongest tool. We get people all the time that come up and are like, "Oh, I can bust some heads. I can do this and do that." And I'm like, "Yeah, I absolutely do not want you."
That would be a real turnoff.
Yeah, I absolutely do not want you on my team. But in the case like with our female staff, being able to verbally de-escalate and talk to people and assist people, like Jaden was talking about, man, I'll take anybody that's smaller stature that is able to just smile at somebody and be like, "How can I assist you?" That's so much stronger than a big goon who's going to be like, "I'll throw you all over the place."
I was thinking physical stature, it could be the opposite of de-escalation if you have a big bouncer type guy, which that's what we all think of. We think security. But some of those females, like at Bear Trap, were really good at just being a helpful servant type figure. But also, this is an authority figure also. Do not mess with them.
They'll put their foot down when they need to. They not a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
At work or at home. So.
Oh, my goodness. So you guys said part-time. Now I wonder, what are you doing when you're not doing security?
I'm a mechanic in the gas field. I work on natural gas compressors and engines.
Okay.
I actually work for Grinder Ford, sales consultant out there. Been there coming up on 25 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Jaden?
I actually own a on-the-level concrete here in town, so I'm just out there doing driveways, lifting driveways.
Young entrepreneur. He's
very
awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
And how often are you guys doing security?
It will be sometimes maybe one, two events a week. We could be 15, 20 events a week. Just depends. During our busy season, we're sometimes 5-6 days a week, we've got something going on.
Is there any other security company in town?
Not that matters.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm honestly not sure. I'm sure there are.
Mm-hmm. There's a few people who have T-shirts that say security.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that's true. Yeah.
But as far as a licensed company, not that we know of.
Okay, so you're kind of filling a gap that really does need. Yeah, we need security at some of these sporting events. Are a big one. You said birthday parties. Anything downtown? I'm guessing David Street Station.
Yes, we do David Street Station. We do a lot of stuff like the boxing matches at the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smaller venues, like especially if they've got shows, concerts, things like that. They'll have their regular staff, but then they'll call us in as well for additional support. So we'll do a lot of those as well, especially since we're used to managing bigger crowds, larger crowds, especially in a smaller space, then we're able to deal with that.
Now, this is kind of a tough question, but has this job changed your perception on people in general?
Sometimes.
Like things that maybe surprise you or, I don't know. Do you want to elaborate a little bit, anybody, on that?
Well, a lot of people, especially with me being from Casper, and they've been here for a long time, but we know a lot of people, so a lot of people that don't even work for our company because they know us and they know how we operate, they also are always willing to help and assist. And we have people that jump in all the time. Sometimes it could kind of get in the way, but we have people that jump in all the time to help us out if we've got something going on. And it might not be a fight or something. It might be something medical, or it might be something as simple as we'll jump in to help somebody move furniture or anything like that. And it's not even just always just work. It's as a family-oriented business, we tell everybody, hey, just because we're not on the clock, if you need help, call. And it actually extends outside of just our staff.
Oh, I love that. Does anybody else, have you learned anything in this job that you didn't anticipate?
Yeah, I think I've learned on a grander scale that people really are good and that they mean well. When I started dating Larry's daughter, Lyric, and she said he did security, I think Larry was just out there kind of roadhousing it, just kicking butts, taking names, you know. But, no, it kind of really showed me that people are willing to help more than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are causing a problem, I don't know if I've ever seen a full-out brawl since I've been doing it. I've been doing it a short time, though. But even the people you are de-escalating, most of the time they are willing to work with you by the end of the conversation or the situation. And I think it's just given me a new hope for people are still good and are looking out for each other.
Mm. Love it. Dennis, what's been something you've learned in this 3 decades?
That help can come from some of the people that you would least expect it from.
Hmm.
I mean, people that there's been times when you see somebody and you think, no, they're the ones who are going to be the trouble. And then by the end of the night, they've kind of fell in their groove and something little goes on. They're like, hey, if you need anything, just let me know. I'm here to help you.
And you guys probably work pretty closely with law enforcement then, too. So how did you build those relationships and kind of over the years foster that?
I think a lot of it had to do with them seeing how we worked and how, you know, not being the bouncer mentality, that we're not there just to get in the fights, that we're here to stop them and you know, try to be helpful. And then just a lot of that, you know, showing them respect, and then we earn their respect.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just builds from there.
In a way, you're like a first responder. Kind of, you are literally the first response.
Yes.
And so passing that off, saying, hey, this is what's going on. Have you guys ever, do you have to be witnesses at trials, or have you had a lot of legal issues?
We haven't had a lot. I mean, we've had a couple times where we've had to go to some trials, but we haven't had a lot of instances or legal issues. Talking about our relationship with law enforcement, it's nice because we've gotten a lot of compliments from our police department just because of the way we've handled things. And generally, if it's something that comes to that point where it might be a court case, you know, they told us, they're like, well, we are not worried about it because we know how you guys operate and what you've done. And they've helped us out tremendously.
Hmm. Do you think there's things like that are particular to Wyomingites that you focus on, our culture, our society, that make it different than other areas? I don't know if you've done security in other states. Is there anything about Wyoming that kind of makes us particular?
I've done some security in other states, but I don't know, it's just that local, I don't know, that local cowboy mentality, cowboy, cowgirl. No, everybody just, it's, look, Jaden was saying earlier, just there's good in people, and with being in Wyoming, it's just, you feel a lot safer. I mean, there's crazy everywhere, but it just, you know, when you go to those bigger cities, it seems like you've got a lot more that you have to be on the lookout for and worry about, and that's not necessarily always the case here. So,
luckily, we have not had anything too crazy happen. You know, no massacres, nothing. Oh, knock on wood. Yep. But when, of course, you're on the lookout for things like that, and I would say guns is a big one. What kind of training do you and your staff do to prepare for those situations?
I'm trying not to take off the whole mic. We do a lot of on-site personal training. I mean, we have talked about instances like if we have an active shooter, we have to make sure that everybody knows the venue that we're working at, where our egress is, where do we need to take our guests, patrons, employees, if something does happen. And also, I mean, obviously our number one thing is also to make sure that we're safe as well. If we're not in a safe situation, it's going to be kind of difficult for us to help somebody else in that sense. So, but we do a lot of on-site training in that sense. And again, it's unfortunate we haven't had a whole lot of those situations, but it doesn't mean that the potential is not there. So we just have to make sure that, you know, let's at least cover our bases. And
we never let our guard down when it comes to that stuff.
I have a really important question to end on. If, and each of you can answer this, if I was to start a food fight at your Thanksgiving table, what would you grab first and throw? And who? Jaden?
I'd probably go with the mashed potatoes.
That's the number one answer. Yeah. Everybody says that.
I mean, it's probably going to stick around wherever I hit you, it's probably going to be there. It's going to take some effort to scrub that out.
And do you have a particular, and you want to, in case they might not listen to this?
No? I don't think so.
Larry? It's probably Larry. Okay.
I'm grabbing a turkey drum.
Oh, geez,
yeah.
The
wheeze. Oh, yeah, I'm going big, go home. I'm about to put the work.
You're
going
to slap someone with it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to start throwing stuff at me in my face, I'm gonna put in work.
Okay.
Well, I have to say, I thought about the turkey drum, but...
Oh, my gosh.
But... You know, there's always the cranberry sauce. Mm. I mean, when you hit somebody with that, that's going to stick with them.
It's going to leave a stain.
I'm going to hit whoever made the cranberry sauce with it, because who is making it? Like, I don't get that. I also don't get sweet potatoes anymore. I think we're past it. Do you guys like sweet potatoes?
I love sweet potatoes.
Sweet potato
fries.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
You just ain't had it made right.
Well, that's all I have, guys. Do you want to say anything to the listeners about your security team? Anything that I didn't cover or ask?
I'd just like to thank everybody for, you know, being cordial with us and welcoming us. And I would just say support local, support your events, support your venues. They struggle out there to get things covered, and people say there's not a lot to do in Casper, and there's a lot. You just have to go out and support them. And I just ask that you do that. There's so much to do around here.
The more you support, the more we can get here in town.
That's true.
And I'd like to just thank these fellows for giving me an opportunity to go out and find some of these events community and things better. To do. I've met a lot of cool people through this job. So thank you, fellas.
Absolutely.